Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Bronze Medal Life. This is Colleen Lindstrom. I am your host. I am your friend. I am here doing the same things you are doing, trying to release myself from the shackles of perfection, the impossible lie we've been fed, that is actually a possibility and that is actually aspirational to be perfect. We can't do it. So let's not do it. And let's just recognize that what we're doing is good. And that's why my tagline here at the Bronze Medal Life is it's okay to just be okay. Let's embrace that. Let's hang out together and think about the things that make us just okay. And I've got a doozy for you today, y'all. But hang tight because I have an exciting announcement right now that I would like to tell you about. The podcast has a sponsor. It's official. We have a sponsor, and I'm so excited to tell you about The Asylum, Inc. Okay, so first of all, full disclosure, The Asylum, Inc. is owned by my best friend, Alicia Perkins, and she has been gracious to sponsor this podcast because she is a partner of mine in being okay, just being okay. Now, I shouldn't say that and then tell you about her tattooing because she's actually excellent at that. At The Asylum, Inc., she does fine line tattoos and microblading, and she is going to be continuing to expand her offerings, but for now, fine line tattoos and microblading. So if you are a person who is wanting to make your brows pop a little bit, I'm not going to lie, I need a little help in the brow department, and Alicia is my gal. Same goes for those fine line tattoos. If you have something you've been wanting to stamp on your body permanently, Alicia is your gal. So you can find her online at theasyluminc.com and read all about her, see some of her work, make an appointment there. She's in Inver Grove Heights and she is ready to see you. She's also currently, as I speak right now, seeking some models. So if you have ever wanted to model a piece of your body with some ink on it, check her out, theasyluminc.com. Okay, I'm a little nervous, honestly, to tell you this topic today, but it's real and it's happening in my life. And so I thought I'd share it with you and maybe you can relate. I am on strike. What? Okay, so first of all, I do just want to say I am like pro-union. You don't have to be. I wish you were. I'm pro-union, and I don't want to make light of actual strikes because I know it is a very useful and difficult, time for people, right? I'm on strike from being a mom. I have to take a sip of my coffee. Hold on. Okay, much better. Okay, so I'm on strike from being a mom. So here's kind of how it happened, I think. And I'm actually not quite sure how it happened. I don't know. Late last week, I'd had a series of times where it felt like everybody needed me. And they needed me like 10 minutes ago. And it was all stuff where it wasn't as urgent as the person in my family who needed me thought it was. And much of it was stuff that those people were capable of doing for themselves. And I also should tell you, I manage a lot of people, not just the ones in my house. So when I say family, I'm really talking about not just the ones that live in my house. And some of them, I'm trying to speak cryptically, but just go with me. Some of them are capable of certain things, and some of them need a little more help. And that goes for everybody. And also, I don't think I am the only person that can help them. Or at least I'm realizing that I'm not the only person that can help them. And I don't know if you've heard the adage, we train people how to treat us. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but I've always been thoughtful about that. I don't know that I do subscribe to it. I do believe it. I think about it a lot, though, because I think about the times where I feel I have felt maybe not treated in a way that I want to be treated, or taken for granted, or manipulated, or those types of feelings, negative feelings. And I think about how I may have trained people to be able to treat me that way. And so I was thinking about, I'm going to make it sound like I was really introspective, but I really wasn't. This was all very impulsive. But I was thinking about how I've trained people to treat me in this way. I've trained people to think I am the only person who can fix certain things or provide certain things or do certain things. And I was just tired of it. I was tired of it. So that all happened kind of late last week. And I was feeling the squeeze. I was feeling what that did to me inside my body. And I didn't like it. So then on Saturday morning, I was up early and I was deep cleaning the kitchen, like the kind where you move the things all off the counter and you get out the heavy duty cleaning products and you wipe down the front of the cupboards where there are milk spills from who knows how long and grubby little fingerprints all around the they're not even little anymore. They're teenage fingerprints all around the drawer pulls and, you know, down on my hands and knees, getting under the cupboards and finding the bits of cereal and popcorn that have found their way under there and that kind of deep cleaning. And I was just frustrated and feeling really annoyed suddenly at all of these things that get left. And then I do them. And knowing that here I was doing this before anybody in the house was awake and likely nobody would even notice that I had done it. Now, I'm going to pause here and just say, like, I think about that a lot too, about when we do things, are we doing them to be noticed? Are we doing them to be appreciated? Or are we doing them because they just have to get done? And the truth is, most of the time, you're doing them because they just have to get done. And you're not doing it for praise, or at least I'm not doing it for praise or being noticed. But when it compounds in such a way where you feel like you have been invisible, I can't remember what the product was, but there used to be, I thought it was such a great commercial. Of course, I didn't understand it until I was a mom. But there's a great commercial. It must be like laundry detergent or something where the you see the laundry basket just sort of floating around the house because the mom is invisible. Oh, it was such a great commercial. And the whole thing about it is like the invisible mom, like doing the jobs. And I get it now because that's how I was feeling in that moment is like, you know, food appears for people. And in my house, I have two picky eaters. And so 9 times out of 10, no matter what I'm cooking, even if I think they're going to like it, I get a yuck. This is gross. Or I don't. Yeah, it starts to compound after a while. Where you think about all the things you're doing and the way that they're being assumed without them even knowing it. And I'm wondering if people can relate to this because I just had it and I got done cleaning the kitchen and I said to myself, I'm going on strike. I'm not doing this for the week, at least. I'm not doing the menu planning. I'm not doing the grocery shopping. I'm not cleaning up after people. I'm just done. I will take care of myself in my space. I will do the things that will make me happy. But I'm not chasing people around, reminding them to put the things away that I've reminded them to put away 1,000 times. They have to be responsible for it. And I didn't think it all the way through. That's about as far as I got. Hey, I'm going on strike. And so I just let them know when everybody woke up and, you know, started making their breakfast in the clean kitchen. I said, I'm on strike now. So dinners are on your own. Figure it out. And I will, I'll be here for you if an emergency happens. But I'm done. So we are 3 days into strike. Two full days into the strike. And one of my children has said to me, when are you going to be done with this? This is dumb. Okay. The other one one of the other ones said, he said to me, oh, I just outed which the gender of the child. Anyway, one of the, well, you know, actually it matters. One of them said to me, you know, I have been appreciating you more. I have been noticing the things you do more and saying them. And I said to him kindly, you usually do that when you want something from me. And I've noticed that. Truth be told, my husband did say, what are the terms of this? How long are we doing this for? And my daughter, remarkably, has said nothing. And I think about that sometimes because I think about how I'm modeling for her what it is to be a caregiver and how I want her to not make the same mistakes I made, right? And isn't that part of parenting? It just is. You want your children to not make the exact same mistakes you made. That's not to say you don't want them to make mistakes. I just want to protect her, I think, from some of the things that women tend to fall into, that moms tend to fall into. And I need to say this with the caveat that my husband is highly, highly involved and hands-on. So I do not say any of this to put down the marriage and the family that we've built. We have a very thoughtful and mostly very equal division of labor, and we discuss it and we talk through it. And I know that there are places in his life too where he feels unappreciated. And so I highly, highly recommend he go on a dad strike, but maybe we just don't do it at the same time. And really what this is all about, again, when I go back to the root of it, it is making them understand how capable they are of things that they think they're incapable of, that I have rescued them from. And some of that is my fault. And some of that is it is time for them to build an awareness of the things that they are capable of doing. And it might hurt a little bit, right? Because sometimes change just hurts. So I'm going to let you know how this resolves maybe next week because I don't really know how it's going to resolve. I do need to put some thought and time and energy toward that. It was a spontaneous choice, but I need to think a little bit more about the messaging behind it. But, you know, I have been able to say to them, I'm doing this because I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I am in the squeeze of kind of having to provide for a lot of people, a lot of things. And I believe you guys are capable of more than you think you are. And I don't want to be the first one to come in for the rescue. So let's figure this out. I also think it's important for them to understand what it's like to gather the food together, cook a whole meal, and then put it on the table when you're proud of what you've done. ... And then be told it's gross, which that I won't do to them, but I want them to feel that sense of pride of something they've created to nourish the people that they care about. So I don't know. Here I am in this bronze medal spot where I've just put my foot down and I'm on strike and I don't quite know what it means. It's a little bit liminal right now. And I hope you won't judge me harshly. I'll be honest about that. And maybe you can relate to some of this. And in the meantime, I will come back with an update. I'll let you know how the strike goes. I'll let you know how it turns out. I'll let you know if it ends. But in the meantime, in between time, I know I'm doing great. And I want you to know you're doing great too. Thank you for hanging out with me on the Bronze Medal Life. We'll talk to you again next week.